The Supreme Court expected to pass down its ruling on the legality of the vaccine mandates in the relative near future. Part of that is the mandate for companies with over 100 employees having their workers be fully vaccinated. And in the meantime, the delay has placed some companies that don't necessarily want to mandate vaccinations for work in a bit of a tough spot. Carol Goodman is partner at the law firm of Herrick Feinstein in New York City. She is chair of the firm's employment practice. Carol, great to have you back with us. Thanks for a few moments.
Thank you. Good morning.
What are you hearing from companies right now in terms of how they're trying to deal with this in somewhat of an unknown period of time here?
Yeah, it is. The timing of all of this has really put companies in a precarious situation. Just quick background, this ETS, we call it, which is the mandatory federal vaccine policy, does allow companies to instead elect a testing option, unless you're in New York City. So a company could elect to implement the testing option. But really what's going on here is that the ETS, the OSHA rule, is in effect, and the first deadline to select which option you're picking, to implement your policy, to collect your data, has passed. That was January 10th. The argument before the United States Supreme Court considering whether the whole rule should be blocked has not come down. The ruling has not come down following argument. So an employer has to decide, do we follow the law, OSHA? Do we implement this policy? Or do we wait for a decision which may block the entire policy? Dan, you go.
I was going to say, so is the expectation that the Supreme Court is going to try and turn this around fairly quickly because of the deadlines that are kind of out there now?
Yes, that was everybody's expectation. And we were expecting even a decision before Monday. So the argument was on a Friday. The implementation was on Monday, and we did expect either a decision or possibly an extension of a stay, you know, keep it frozen in time until we render a decision. And because no decision has come out yet, companies are, in theory, supposed to be implementing this. And if it turns out that the entire rule is blocked, they do not have to continue to implement it, but it could be too late. If a company mandates vaccines and is having their employees be vaccinated under the law, and then the law is struck down, I suppose one could say the employee never had to get vaccinated in the first place. Practically, though, that it comes out a little bit differently practically.
Right. I was going to say, because if this, you know, with this being in the Supreme Court and being deliberated right now, it made me think that, you know, even with where we are at the moment, that OSHA, you know, wants companies to do this, but maybe they're not going to, you know, start to do the enforcement piece of this until we get a decision from the court at this point.
I think that's a really valid point. If a company did not implement because they're waiting on the court, that seems to be a pretty strong reason or defense. But practically what we're finding is, first, a company can always have their own private policy for vaccinations or testing. And what the federal law was doing is giving them cover, because they didn't have a choice to do it, they would have to. But right, outside of New York City and some other jurisdictions, the company can simply elect a testing option, which many are doing anyway to keep the workplace safe. So that is one way to handle it, to select the testing option other than in New York or New York City.
Right. So if you work for a company that is mandating vaccinations at this point, and you don't get it, what's potentially the impact here, especially longer term, if the court doesn't uphold this?
Right. So the timing will probably work in favor of that situation, probably. We do expect a decision pretty soon. And if a company is requiring vaccinations, not the testing option, that was implemented just this week. It does take some time. You have to have a first dose and then 45 days later, a second dose. The law anticipates a full vaccination by February 9. So if one gets vaccinated and then they never had to, I don't see any issue because the company is following the law. But to your point, if an employee says, no, I refuse, I will not be vaccinated, I don't have a medical reason or religious reason, I just don't want to follow your policy, if they are in the office on site, they can be terminated. They can be placed on a leave of absence, which some companies are doing. But that would be following the law. They must just follow their policy. And as of today, ETS is not struck down.
What's been the impact there in New York City of having the mandate in place to this point?
So New York City is, there are still parts of the federal mandate that have to be followed. But in a sense, it's different in New York City because on December 27th, the city implemented their own mandatory vaccine policy for companies with no testing option. First, you had the key to New York with, you know, indoor venues and restaurants, and then it moved to implementing mandatory vaccines for employees of companies of any size. Employees have to get vaccinated unless there's an exemption for medical or for religious reasons to enter the workplace. So if you are entering a physical workplace and you don't have an exemption, you must be tested. First dose was December 27th. And you could, there could be consequences, discipline or termination, if you don't follow that. So the ETS applies to companies in New York City in some respects, gathering data, keeping records, implementing a policy, but the New York City companies do not have to follow the, cannot follow the testing option. And, you know, one more point on that is in this federal law, it recognizes that if there's a more restrictive law, what I'm describing in New York City, that would supersede. That would be the one that applies.
So I guess it's probably not a surprise that we have seen some cities try and address this issue themselves because of the back and forth at the federal level that has been expected for quite a long period of time. New York, San Francisco, Philadelphia here where I am, you have elements of that depending on, you know, if you're going into a restaurant. I know here in Philadelphia you have to show a vaccination card at this point. You know, these elements, I think, are being handled more so at the local level to deal with this, at least for the time being.
Well, absolutely. And that was one of the arguments to the Supreme Court that, you know let the states handle it as opposed to the federal government. But, the local, the cities and the states have been leading the way. They are insistent that employees are safe, and they have been implementing very restrictive directives. New York City has the vaccine mandate. New York State has a mask mandate now through January. If one person in your workplace isn't vaccinated, everybody's wearing a mask. So there really are restrictive policies. And like you said, there's other jurisdictions as well. So, they have taken matters into their own hands in that way.
How do you expect that we will see this play out with the Supreme Court? Are we hearing, you know, which way or not might they go? And obviously there's two rulings here because you have the healthcare sector as well that's in play here.
Yeah, it's true. As one would expect, we're hearing there are some splits and we're not sure which way the court will go as to whether they will say, yes, OSHA has authority to do this, or no, that they do not have authority. There may be a different decision for the healthcare workers, which is the Medicare part of the case, as opposed to the employment part. But my own opinion is, as each day goes on and there's no decision or a temporary stay, and the policies are being implemented, it leads me to believe that it might be upheld in some respect.
Right. Okay. Carol, as always, great to get your insight. Thank you for a few moments.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. Take care.
No problem. Carol Goodman, a partner at the law firm of Herrick Feinstein in New York City, and she is chair of that firm's employment practice. First hour of our show in the book, second hour coming up, our weekly look at the world of marketing. We'll talk some Super Bowl marketing. Things like Lay's potato chips back in the mix with the NFL. Avocados from Mexico is back for the big game this year. And also, we're going to spend time talking about Dry January and the role that Heineken USA is playing a part in. That and much more as Wharton Business Daily continues in just a moment.